You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So some excitement out in your neck of the woods yesterday.
Yeah, buddy. Out in the Littleton, Jefferson County area yesterday, the little text thread started blowing up a little bit because schools around us were going on lockdown. You know, some of the smaller elementary schools around us and one of the bigger ones, Chatfield High School, went on lockdown. And it turns out just down the road, a bank was robbed in our location. There was a bank robbery. And now this morning, Jefferson County Sheriff's Office is, this was yesterday, they actually posted online, talking about the suspect. Supposedly, he's been in a string of bank robberies that have occurred within the past month in the metro area. Described as a white or Hispanic male, 30 to 40 years old, 5'6", heavy build, with thick eyebrows.
Hmm.
You can collect a reward of up to $7,000 if you know anything about this dude, or if you have videos or photos of the bushy brows bandit.
They always have to name him, don't
they? He's got a nickname, and Nick Knack texted me this morning and says, $10 says this guy is shaving his eyebrows this morning.
And going on a diet.
Going on a salad fast right now. So, you know, that is, of course, that's scary stuff. It's in our area, and there's this dude running loose. And my immediate question when this happened was, bank robberies? Why is this still a thing? Yeah. Is this the Old West? I mean, how is this possible now?
Isn't that funny?
It is funny, man.
Some famous bank robber from, I want to say, the 1920s or 1930s. It's urban myth for the most part, but they have credited him with saying when he got caught, the press, you remember how the press back then, you know, they had the little hats on with the little press thing.
Newsflash.
And stuff like that. Standing there with their pads and their pens, you know, asking questions. And they said, why are you robbing banks? You know, why would you do that? Mm-hmm. And his reply went down in history because he said, that's where the money is.
Ding.
And I can't really argue with him.
Right.
I think I said that's probably an urban myth, but it's sure a good one. And I wish it was true that he had said that.
Yeah. I mean,
isn't it funny that they still happen?
Because they're blasting out like multiple images of this guy from every possible angle. And then, you know, there's pictures of him, you know, getting into a vehicle and driving away. And then there's cameras on every ding dang traffic light out there. They're just following this guy along, you know.
I would imagine it won't take long
for him to get the general area of where he's at and then bust him. Hopefully. I mean, it sounds like he's been doing this the past month, so I don't know. But but it's just so surprising to me because, like, when you walk into the bank and you're standing there, there's a camera right in your face. You know, they've got them sitting right there just pointing right at you.
Yeah. Right next to the suckers.
That's right. Exactly. And do they still do the thing where they put the dye thing in the bag?
They do a variety of things that they still. So I told you that I'm going to here before long, I'm going to be publishing these books that are they're little fun fact books, fun facts and trivia books. And they are blast put together, and they're broken down into separate chapters. And I did a chapter on bank robbers because I was like you. I was like, I can't believe
this still happens.
And so I did all this research into it, and there's way more than you would think.
Wow.
Even though we like to think of the Old West, like you said, or the 1920s with the you know Dillinger and the you know Bonnie and Clyde and stuff like that.
Sure.
But they still happen, and they talked about you know the frequency and what. What's really ridiculous is that some of these bank robbers, we've talked about how criminals are generally pretty stupid, often go back to the same bank, and that's where they get caught.
Right.
Because in their little pea brain, they're like, hey, I got away with it this time. I'm going to go back.
This time they're waiting for you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's, the, you know, and they, look, the truth is, if you're ever in that situation, nobody try to be a hero.
Yeah, you just hand things over and just...
Nobody try to be a hero.
Your life is way more important than that cash.
So. Law enforcement will find these people, so don't take any chance of trying to be some sort of superhero and causing either you or someone else to get hurt or killed.
Yep, absolutely, man. You just let them go. Let them go.
So
anyway, check it out. If you're following Jefferson County Sheriff's Office on Facebook, you can see pictures of the Bushy Brows Bandit this morning. See if you know him.